The next thing is a book reading by Sibo. Yes. Are you having a good time though? Yes. Are you having a good time though? Kumnandi ukuba lapha. Okay, so thank you to the round table for giving me the honor of being their director of ceremonies. Like when they just chose me, I say to my cousin, do these girls know that I'm crazy? She said, they don't know. Don't tell them. But I had a wonderful time.
Okay. Morning once again. Okay, I'm going to do a book reading from one of my books. It's called Letters to My Daughter to Be, Life Lessons to a Young Woman. It's a collection of letters that I wrote to my daughter to be. Well, she doesn't exist yet, so. But it's just life lessons that I think that other women could benefit from. Okay. The first letter I'm going to read is called Not Shrinking Next to a Great Man. Okay, my dearest confident daughter, you don't have to shrink next to a powerful or a great man. Sometimes people expect you to do it, but you don't have to. Look at Eleanor Roosevelt. Her husband is the one who was president, but she still shined next to him. Even now, her name is still known. You can achieve a lot on your own. The world sometimes makes it seem as though to achieve great success as a woman, you have to be single. You don't. If you want to, you can. Marriage can sometimes seem like it stifles women. In some cases, it does, but only if you let it. You can be married and still shine your light bright. Consider Eva Peron. Everyone knows who she is. Movies and plays have been made in her honor. She could have chosen to be the meek, stand and look classy kind of first lady, but she didn't. She pursued her own causes and gained her people's love, trust, and respect. She didn't conform to what was expected of her. You don't have to either. Don't let the world define how you should act in order to succeed. Let that be up to you. Whether you do it on your own or next to a man, shine from where you are. Don't feel the need to dim your light. If you find yourself needing to, then maybe the man you're next to need to let his light shine brighter. That's his problem, not yours. So let your light shine, and brightly at that. With love, your mom, Sibo. Okay, the second letter I'm going to read is called a letter on self-compassionate letter writing. My dearest compassionate daughter, not long ago I discovered something called a self-compassionate letter. Being the active learner that I am and liking to try out new things immediately, I wrote my first self-compassionate letter. You might be wondering what they are and why you should consider writing one. It's a letter that you write to yourself, showing yourself compassion in the same way you would a loved one. We tend to be very hard on ourselves when it comes to things that we're not confident about or things we fail at. Some of the things we say to ourselves we would never say to someone else. The idea is to allow you to accept yourself unconditionally, something many of us women struggle with. It's also a way to feel better about whatever it is that you're struggling with. So in this letter, you'd basically be telling yourself it's okay to struggle with what you're struggling with. You'll be telling yourself it's okay not to be perfect and to be insecure about some things. It will help you to see the problem from a different perspective. At least that's what it did for me. In life, it's important to not only love yourself, you also have to treat yourself with compassion. Judging yourself will only make you feel worse about yourself, and instead of making you do better, it will hold you back. As a woman, you go through and will go through different feelings about yourself. Some will be great, and some not for your benefit. Whatever feelings of inadequacy you're feeling, you're not alone. In this selfie and Photoshop world, not many are willing to tell the truth. Don't fall for the picture happy lives you see. Everyone has their struggles. No one is perfect, so learn to love your imperfections. And for those you feel are your fault, be compassionate to yourself about them. I was hesitant to include the letter I wrote to myself as an example because it involves something very personal. It might, however, help you someday should you feel like I do about something in your life. So here it is. Dear Sibo, before I say anything, let me start with this. You're beautiful. I know you've struggled with your weight most of your life. You were told you were fat from a young age, such that even when you weren't, you thought you were. You've tried diet after diet and joined the gym so many times. You've lost weight, gained it back, lost again, and so on and so on. You wonder if you'll ever be the weight that you've always wanted to be. You feel like you've failed because you keep wanting to eat the unhealthy food even though you know better. You feel like it's your fault that you are the weight you are. Because you don't like it, you sometimes feel like people are judging you. Well, my darling, it doesn't matter what you weigh or don't weigh because you're beautiful as you are. God would not make anyone that he does not consider beautiful. He made you in his image, which means if you don't see beauty in yourself, you're not seeing beauty in God. If your dad in heaven sees you as beautiful, why won't you believe him? You believe he loves you, right? Why would he lie to you then? That weight you're not happy with is temporary. The weight you want to be, you're already that. You just need to believe it before you can see it. It is what you desire, and as you know, God will give you the desires of your heart. That weight will come off easily once you believe that it will. Not long from now, you will look in the mirror and see the woman you feel like inside. In the meantime, learn to love your body. Learn to love the body you have now because it is beautiful. There are people out there who wish they had your body. Mahlabangana, you're the most beautiful person I know, both inside and out. That beauty comes out even more when you smile. Your smile reaches your eyes and makes them sparkle and makes those around see your beauty even more. Your beauty makes them want to smile whenever they're around you because your soul touches their soul and your joy rubs off on them. Don't be hard on yourself when you disappoint yourself. You are human after all. Pick up where you left off and start again until you've reached your goal weight. Every time you look in the mirror, remember that you are a beautiful child of God. It's not only your heart that is beautiful, but you also have a banging body. Stay the lovely person that you are, you beautiful girl, you. I love you, Sibo. Now, writing this letter made me look at what I'm struggling with. It gave me the opportunity to use to myself words that I would normally use for people I care about, not myself. I don't know if it will do the same. I don't know if it will have the same effect on you, but I think it's the kind of letter that every woman needs to write to herself once in a while. Your loving mom, Sibo.